The Anchorage Assembly approved the ordinance last Tuesday by a 6-5 vote. The new restrictions would forbid an assembly or school board member or mayor from holding any compensated position within the municipality for 1 year after leaving office. Although somewhat autonomous, the school district and its board do fall within municipality auspices. The ordinance also sought to strengthen the control over any former elected official who might want to participate in a municipal service contract during the same 1 year period. In his written veto, Mayor Sullivan said the code change carried consequences contrary to public purpose. He continued that no apparent benefit arose from an ordinance that could prevent former assembly members or school board members from working as noon duty staff or kindergarten aides at an elementary school for a year after they leave office. The mayor says the ordinance might also prevent a nonprofit from seeking advice or an interpretation from an assembly member on municipal code. Apparent confusion over the impact of the ordinance started to appear during assembly consideration, once over a single word. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler pointed out the impact of the new inclusion of the word matter to co-sponsor L.V. Gray Jackson.
The change in the ordinance pulls into it consideration of ordinances, resolutions, charter amendments, and other legislative measures. So it's much broader than previous. So it would cover a much longer and larger range of issues.
Gray Jackson asked the assembly's attorney, Julia Tucker, if she agreed with Wheeler. Tucker did. Tucker then suggested a change to limit somewhat the amendment's broadened restrictions.
It wouldn't be unreasonable to look at that and have it be during the elected official's most immediate term of service or something, so that we wouldn't run into the situation, as Mr. Wheeler has just pointed out, where somebody has served, like our chair, over more than one decade in different intervals.
The Assembly's current chair is Dick Traney. Gray Jackson responded to Wheeler and Tucker's opinions by describing the basic two goals of her proposed ordinance to the Municipal Ethics Code.
First off, to prohibit any elected official from having a compensated job for at least a year after they leave office. And second is, if you get a contract, that it should go through the competitive bid process. Those two issues are taken care of in other paragraphs.
Because those two concerns were addressed in the ordinance, Gray Jackson said she would support any revisions that would satisfy Municipal Attorney Wheeler or her fellow assembly member Debbie Osiander over subsequent service situations. However, Chair Traney called for the final vote before any such amendments were offered. Gray Jackson, Harriet Drummond, Chris Birch, Patrick Flynn, Paul Honeman, and Mike Gutierrez voted in favor. Osiander, Starr, Traney, Jennifer Johnston, and Ernie Hall voted against. During an assembly break, Assemblymember Hall gave his reason for voting no. He sounded much like a preview of the final portion of the mayor's veto message.
Anytime you have as much discussion as you do between attorneys trying to get clarification of exactly what a ordinance states, there's way too much confusion in that ordinance to pass it. It wasn't real clear exactly what we were trying to accomplish.
Mayor Sullivan states toward the end of his veto message that as much as possible, code revisions should be clear and concise. He says this one is not. The assembly needs to muster 8 votes from the 11 members to override the veto. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.